Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Yeah. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Right. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, October the 1st. Wow, first day of a new month. Monday, October the 1st of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, 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 very important topic for you today. Today, brothers and sisters, we have to break down how you have been programmed for death and what you need to do to reprogram yourself for life. Brothers and sisters, inside of the Jewish text, they talk about the Goyim or the Golem. It's a term or a word that is not used or known inside of the Western culture. It is a term by which Yahushua came into this dimension because, contrary to popular belief, we all have been programmed for death, and we must over and under and understand how to reprogram ourselves for life. They are using the dominant culture or using biohacking and bioinformatics, their ability to use biohacking biology to enter into the sheepfold through the back door. Yahushua came that we may have life and life more abundantly. What I'm about to share with you today is something that the one percenters don't want you to know. It is something, regardless of your religious belief, regardless of your economic background, regardless of your technological insight. If you are not a part of a particular culture, then you are not privy to the programming that's inside of the telomere that is based upon the ancient text that has been taken or destroyed, and you are programmed to die, and Yahushua came to reprogram you to live. So the word golem or the word goyim appears inside of the biblical text in Psalms chapter 190, Psalms 139, verse 16, and it means shapeless mass, shapeless one. It means unfinished one or unfinished substance in the Hebrew. So according to the Jewish Talmud and all of the ancient texts where it breaks down that Adam was a goyim or a golem, and so doing or at his original inception, if you want to use that word, the Adam or the Adamu in some texts was a shapeless being that did not have a soul until the breath of life that was blown into him. And when we look at, again, all of the text when it talks about, especially when the prophet Jeremiah was said to have had a golem or a goyim, and all of the ancient texts, especially the Jewish texts, it refers to everybody that is a non-Jew as a goyim or a golem. So as a goyim, you're not eligible. You're considered a lesser entity. You're not eligible for life. And so that's why they use or hide the truth in plain sight. My wife was telling me about a movie. I haven't had the opportunity to see it yet. It's called The Prophecy Forsaken. In that movie, The Prophecy Forsaken, they talk about, again, the Nephilim or the Nephilim, or, again, the ones that are not the vibrational equivalent of these, let's just use the word Jewish or Jewish mysticism. Now, I've done many shows on this before, but now I need to break it down further so you can understand the importance of how the structure of the brain and the structure of the universe is identically the same, and why they are using bioinformatics. This is the molecular biology of how cellular transcription through the DNA and the RNA is being manipulated so that the DNA, how God placed himself inside of your body, is being biohacked through bioinformatics. Now, if you look at the word informatics, and what was interesting is I had a client asked me a question yesterday, I think it was, and the individual had no idea, or doesn't have to this day, doesn't have no idea that I was planning on doing this discussion because of the direction that I'm going to establish the kingdom of God on earth so that you understand how to talk to your DNA, as I've talked about before, and I've done that show already, because the DNA only responds to your voice and how the metaphysical function of your kidneys and the spiritual evolution of every organ inside of the body is talked about inside of all of the movies, especially movies like Jupiter Ascending. And so without understanding that how does the organs inside of the body, the human organs, it's a musical instrument. So without understanding the spiritual heart and the anatomy and the physiology of the body and how the body says, or the Bible says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Ruach and the Pneuma? And why is it so important that this P-shaped organ that is right beneath or inside of the rib cage, and understanding its importance to the conscious expression of God on earth. God is consciousness in which there is no words that can fully express the totality of this particular principle of the Creator of creators that is in all that exists. So God or consciousness, where I get Christ consciousness, metaphysical assembly, this consciousness is expressed inside of an illusion that we call mass or matter. So without understanding that You are programmed for death inside of the telomeres of the DNA that allows you to unravel before you even begin. So without a clear an understanding, what Jesus is talking about, you don't have what is called clairvoyance or clairvoyance, which is what I am establishing now before we get to 2020. 2020, which means clear vision. So the term clairvoyance is actually a Latin or Greek or French or Aramaic term. When you look at that in the ancient text, the word clair, C-L-A-I-R, look at the word C-L, clair, C-L, which means clear, and air, A-I-R. Clair means clear. It means C-L, which means clear, A-I-R means air, to clear the air. Why? We are in a battle with the prince of the power of the air. That's what it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. And so when I do these talks, these classes, these lectures, I don't have time to debate or argue anymore. So I've decided to establish an organization for kingdom millionaires. Number one, that term in itself will eliminate 90% of the people, because most people are, that word kingdom and the word millionaire frightens people. It is a term that is designed to remove the golem or the goyims who do not understand that you must work while it is day, because of the first 12 hours of our existence was, according to the ancient text that is not previewed to most people, the body was without a soul during that first 12 hours. So the structure of the human brain is identical to the structure of the universe. You can just go and type in structure of human brain, and it'll pull it up. So somebody has to restructure the brain. They have to restructure the organs. They have to restructure especially every part of you, so that way your spiritual evolution is stymied. That is why Lucien Favre did not want to acknowledge clay, because God, he knew God's plan for that clay. Clay is going to replace that vacuum or that void that was created by the Nephilim when they decided to no longer operate in their spiritual heritage. So that is the esoteric meaning of biohacking and bioinformatics. Now, bioinformatics is a term that most people, a lot of people have not even heard before, because it's really an esoteric term that speaks to the fact that few people can really understand the intricate details of bioinformation or biological informing. Look at the word bioinformatics. It is ticks, blood-sucking animals, that go in and form using biology. It is the biological access, or to step into, again, John 10, to enter into the sheepfold through the back door. It is the ability to sequence or to resequence the protein synthesis by decoding genes using genealogy. This is what that term means. It is the ability to use, again, the gene, the sequence by which your genes unfold, the entrance of God's light unfolds the DNA, unless I can manipulate it through biology. The sequencing of proteins, the way by which you are programming the, so what is the programming language for the genetic sculpturing or scripturing or writing. Remember I said that you are the author, you are the director, and you are the star of your own movie called you. But if I can manipulate you by changing the programming language so that way I can biologically hack into your spirituality, programming language that uses a different molecular language, so that way the cells are confused. So instead of responding to the language of God, it responds to the biology of man. And so the 5G technology that is being released, that's why there are cell towers popping up all over the place, because they are laying the foundation for the programming language. And so this biological information, it is designed to manipulate the spiritual instructions that is being established, that has been established by the big G. Now, what does this mean in English? Well, if you were to go back to the early 1990, at MIT, there was a genome research study done. Back in 1990, MIT established a certain connection by manually keying into the DNA sequence of people and then adding and removing information from the sequence. This, again, is called, first of all, there was just establishing a database. That was the original intent. So the original intent was just to kind of gather information. Primarily, it was just to gather. So it was basically a data capturing. It had nothing to do with data integration. But they noticed that the DNA sequencing information was based upon a biochemical or a genetic chemical sequence. And they decided, hey, what if instead of just gathering data, what if we could actually manually key in data to change the sequence? This is called CRISPR-9. And so data capturing became data integration and data manipulating. And so the DNA sequence of information that's inside of this biological chemical sequence is now part of what they call the MOD, which allows them to take a model of a organism's database, MOD, the model of the organism, that's you, database, that's your DNA. And then now we can integrate through biological and electrical sequencing different or specific pathways by integrating types of biological data across several species. Meaning, I can biologically, in a lab, I can play around with the biological database and I can change you into what is called a homunculus. Now, brothers and sisters, this gets really deep, but let's just keep it, again, on the basic level, which is, let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 for all of my Bible thumpers out there. You say, Brother Will, that sounds great, dog, but you ain't said no scriptures, homie. So back in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54, it says, when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come to pass. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Verse 55, 1 Corinthians 15, 55. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. Now, there's a lot of people who like to promote and keep the law. But 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 tells me, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So without understanding the metaphysical or the esoteric meaning of what I just stated, your dogs won't hunt. Because that is why there's always a debate between and about this person or this life or this understanding that we call Jesus Christ. And since most people cannot understand the connection of what has happened, first because we don't understand why all of the Jews call us, the Jewish community calls everybody that's a non-Jew, Goyim or the Golem. Since we don't understand what that means, we just chuck through life and we don't know that we are programmed to death, but they know it. So the 1% is the dominant culture. They know something that you don't. And since I don't have the time to go back into history, and most people don't even understand the term, they've never even heard the word. They don't even know anything about biohacking or bioinformatics or what is a bioinfotic. And so without understanding how they're using biology to strip you of your spirituality, you just go through life. And we don't even know that in Psalms 139, verse 16, the Father has given us the key. He told us in advance. As in the days, in the New Testament it says, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the second coming of the Son of Man. The second coming of the Son of Man has already came. It's already here. That's the age of Aquarius. It told us in the book of Luke. When you see the man go into the city, into the cell, and the water bearer pouring out water. The Bible says that you cannot enter the kingdom. Flesh and blood cannot enter. You must be born of the water and of the spirit. So this is a story about water, which is a story about mystery or mist. Mist is water. It is a mist story. So we are all programmed to die. I can prove it to you by going into your DNA and look at your DNA. There's telomeres on the top of your DNA. It's a cap. When they take that cap out, it pulls out your DNA. That's what it talks about in the book of Hebrews when it says, be ye perfect. The word perfect in the Greek means telos, where we get the English word telomere. The only reason that you die is you're programmed to die. So what if I can reverse the program? Well, you can do that, brother. You can do that, sister. Okay, how do we reverse the program so that way we don't DYE? We don't change color and come back through mitomycosis, which I've done a series already, my temporary psychosis. We all drunk the purple Kool-Aid when we came into this dimension. That's how you got here. Now, you're stuck here until you do what Jesus did. That's why there will always be a debate about Jesus, because they understand the power, because Jesus didn't say to just sit there and worship him. He said to pick up your cross. Deny yourself, number one, your telomere. Stop acting like a Goyim or a Golem. Now, I wish I had the time to break down all of these terms, but that would be a seven-hour series, which I may do later on in the year. But for everybody that's a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, again, if you've already purchased the advanced system, and you're pretty much already a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, it's basically the same thing. For everybody else, I've already laid out the program. If you purchased it before, yesterday it was $1,500 for the $20,000 system. If you missed that, you can still jump in for $2,000. Then it just goes up after that until we get to 2019. Okay, well, Brother Will, why? Clairvoyance. Okay, Brother Will, what is clairvoyance, man? Why do I need that? I thought that was a Luciferian term. That's what they want you to think. Why is 2020? Look at the word 2020. 2020 represents what? Clairvoyance. What is clairvoyance? The word C-L-A-I-R. C-L is the word clear. A-I-R is air. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against the prince of the power of the air, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Notice the power is in the air, not in the prince. Father, touch the minds of the people. Triple dare you to read it. Triple dare you. Let me make sure you understand. God is consciousness in which no words are used to express because they're too limited. No numbers are used to express. It's too small. Limitless. So if you just look at the word universe, that'll destroy your theology. Just one word, universe. Just look at it, uni. The word uni, in the word universe, actually comes from the Latin word. So the Latin uni means one. So when you combine the word one and the word verse, meaning, you get the word oneness, or many into one, meaning limitless things. So in other words, the word universe means the word universal. That's why it's talking about universal spiritual laws. It is the ability to understand that we brought into the lie that's been promoted by the dominant culture that divides us instead of uniting us. But if we could go back to the beginning of the beginnings of the beginnings to full consciousness or full awareness, we was all awake. So the ability to be awake, the ability to be aware is what the word consciousness means. And that's what the word God means. Now, remember, there's a plethora of scriptures I can go through, but for the sake of time, again, let's just get to the meat of the day's message, which you are programmed to die. We got to reverse the program. You must work while it was day. Now, I did that talk 2 days ago before I did my seminar. And at my seminar, I talked about that God is the artisan of the heart. The artisan, Psalms 33, verse 26. The word heart in Hebrew means lave, L-E-V. It is spelled lamet bet. In the Greek, the Hebrew, and all of the ancient texts, L-A-M-E-D. B-E-I-T. Now, the letter B-E-I-T equals 2 in the ancient text in Hebrew. Now, all of the great Kabbalists and all of the great, what is a biblical term that I can use? Well, let's just use scripture. The light of life cannot shine through a murky veil. That's Psalms 135, verse 13. Within the heart, it talks about the fact that that the heart can obscure light if it is dark, meaning the great mystery of all times is the way that Christ lives in the heart. Now, the Bible talks about that the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things, who can know it? So it's about a change of heart. That's why I keep saying if your heart is not in it, you can't win it. The enemy knows this, so he's manipulating the heart. The ability to divide us in our heart so that we cannot come together. Jesus said in John 18:36, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered up to the Jews. But now is my kingdom now from hence. Let me say that again. Jesus said, now, once he was delivered up, bam, that's when his kingdom started. The kingdom starts after your adversity. The kingdom starts after the test. Notice the word testimony. Testimony. The money comes after the test. Now, I passed my test. That's why I have the money. Jesus laid down his life. You're not fit to live until you are eligible to die, until you die. To yourself, deny yourself, one. Pick up your cross, two. That's where the pneumatic nerve, the pneumatic gastric nerve crosses Golgotha, the place of the skull, inside of the brain. That's why bioinformatics and biohacking is now taking place, because they know that this is a biological ascension. Let's use that word. Salvation. In order for you to come out of your Gorium state or the Golem state. Now remember, there's a plethora of information. Psalms 139, verse 16. Now, for the sake of understanding, I'm trying to speak slowly because I get really excited sometimes and I start talking too fast and people don't really understand what I'm saying. So I'm trying to pace myself because I'm so excited. Okay, Brother Will, why are you so excited? Because once the brain has been expanded, it cannot shrink back. Once your eyes see, it cannot unsee. Now, What have I seen? I saw the kingdom on earth. Psalms 139, verse 6. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Psalms 139, verse 16. That's why I'm starting the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. I need people who can see what I see, because God has downloaded himself into their spirit. That's why the human brain looks exactly one human cell. The structure of a human brain cell is identical to the structure of the universe. One cell. If you could wrap your brain around that one statement, if you just go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in structure of the human cell, and then click on images and look at how the structure of the brain cell is identical to the structure of the universe, and you walking around here talking about a light bill. We're over here talking about, you know, whether or not somebody fondled somebody when they was 15. Are you serious? I am not a golem. I am not a goyim. I refuse to act like one. Psalms 139, verse 16. Psalms 139, verse 16. Let's start with verse 15. Please write this down. Please. It's important. This is the entry into the kingdom. The kingdom requires that you have a kingdom mindset. Number one, you must speak the kingdom language. Number two, in order to live the kingdom lifestyle. Number three, you don't have the kingdom. Well, not you, but people you know, they don't have the kingdom mindset. Therefore, they cannot speak the kingdom language. Therefore, they cannot live the kingdom lifestyle. Your behavior is such because your language is Luciferian. Your language is of the goyim and the golem because your mind has been manipulated by the culture of the 1% of the dominant culture. 139, Psalms 139, verse 15 says, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. My frame was not hidden from you." Brothers and sisters, if I could take the time, now I'm going to break it down for the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. I'm going to prove to you that when you was made, you was fashioned in iniquity. Now, the reason why this is so important, brothers and sisters, if you do not understand this, it will mess up your theology. Let me explain it to you in layman's terms. In layman's terms, everything inside of the Helios Biblis is the story of the Nephilim. Now, in layman's terms, this is an unauthorized production. In layman's terms, if you are doing this, breathing, you must ask yourself, where'd you get that from? There is a power that is in the air when you do that. That power that is in the air is what we are discussing today. When you do that, every time you do that, what are you doing? The ancient texts established and talked about it. It's mentioned in every movie that you've ever seen that deals with a superhero, especially the movie Thor, and the movie Superman, and the movie Batman. In the movie Thor, the character Odin, that is played by Anthony Hopkins, make this statement. Some believe that before the universe, there was nothing. However, they are wrong. There was something, and it was darkness. And that darkness has survived. So in that movie, they are talking about the darkness. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but the prince and the powers of the darkness. Inside of darkness is something called Samhel, which means Saturnalia, Samhel, S-A-I-N, or Saturn or Saturnalia. Now, in the movie Thor, The Dark World, it was directed by a gentleman by the name of Alan Taylor. He was also the guy that created Game of Thrones, which, a series I love. This guy understands the dark world. He understands that the dark world is symbolic. That's why he did the series. He's talking about the unseen forces that return to claim what is rightfully theirs. We live, now remember, we are in a world where we can't see anything. We are blind, based on the electromagnetic spectrum. So in the movie Thor, he's talking about Nordic mythology, where they talk about the nine realms or the nine worlds. Now, Thor, Odin, and Loki, those three. Notice Odin is the one-eyed father. Now, according to the ancient texts, he's the god of Asgard, or the god of the nine realms. He's the god that we know, or they equate to as Yahweh. That is from Saturn, or what they call the dwarf star, the one eye. That's why Saturn, if you look at it, it has a hexagon that looks like an eye on Saturn. Now, this is called Saturnalia. So Odin is the principal deity or of a pantheon of deities. Now, without going too far into this Nordic or Norse legend, Nordic, again, Vikings, they were called the Greys or the Great White or the Father God or the Ancient of Days or Orca, or where we get the word Oracle, A-R-I-K-A, which means in the Kabbalah and the ancient texts, emanation. Now, Brother Will, why are you saying all of that? I'm saying all of that because most of us, at least I didn't study history, not on the biblical or spiritual level that I've done now. I'm an etymologist, brother. I'm an etymologist, sister. I understand etymology. So First Corinthians 15:55 says, the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is in the law. That's what you got. That's what we all got, the law. But thanks be to God who gave us the victory through, how do we get victory, brother? How do we get victory, sister? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice the order of the words. Because remember, every time Christ is before the word Jesus, that means the title comes before the person. Every time the word Jesus is before Christ, that means the person comes before the title. So now we got the word here. In Psalms, now I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians 15:57, this is the key to the kingdom. That's why I got, again, number one, mindset. Number two, remember, you got to have language. Number three, lifestyle. Lord Jesus Christ. One, Lord. Lord, again, means kurios in the Greek. It means manager. The person, it means the ability to operate something. It's a title that's given to certain people. Number one, your brain must do Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. No, it's not Jesus Christ. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Christ, the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. You don't got your office. Therefore, you don't got no power. What is your office? It is what I talked about inside of the seminar that I just did in Dallas. Your God-given design allows you to shine. They know that. They are using bioinformatics. Turn it around. What you got? Ticks that go in and form a new biological system. Look at the word. Remember, you got to reverse engineer it. Isaiah 45, they take the truth, they turn it upside down. Why? That way you don't understand. What is it that you and I don't understand, Brother Will? What is so important? Look at the word, ticks, blood-sucking animals, that form to create change, structure, and sequencing. In means internal. Bio means course of living or the way you live your life. The Nephilim are going inside of you, changing your internal structure so that way your course or the way that you live your life, your behavior is whack. The elite, look at the word elite. It is spelled E-L, light. The L, L, Elohim, God, little g. The little g changing your light bulbs. Look at the word elite. The 1%, they're going in and changing your light bulb. Elite, it means L, light. So I wish I had the time to break this down because we're just scratching the surface today. I'm just introducing you to the Vikings, the gods of war. They glorify death. Their whole purpose that they're on this planet is the old order of gods that it talks about when it talks about the old gods. In the movie The Witch Hunter, remember, I watched it again last night. Oh boy, he was the keeper of the witch hunter. And then in the end, he betrayed him. He goes before the queen and says, yes, you are my queen. The queen says, you ain't got no magic in your blood. And she kills him, sucks the life out of him. Why? Saturn, St. Nicholas, Christmas, Father Kronos, Wodan, W-O-D-A-N, which is Odan, which represents dark and light. It is the darkness to bring about change in knowledge in this world. Darkness. Notice this world is in darkness. They use darkness to manipulate the light. According to all of the Nordic and the Norse legends, Odin, the father of Ragnarok. In the movie Thor Ragnarok, what are they talking about? The Nordic name for Armageddon is Ragnarok. So if you watch the movie Thor again, they're telling you everything. They hide the truth in plain sight because Odin is the father of time, Saturn. And just like Christ, Saturnalia represents Golgotha, which is the place of the skull. Just like Christ, Odin is flanked by two thieves. This is symbolic. This represents the death of the mind, left brain, right brain. Saturn, my brother, Saturnalia, Thor is the son of the father. Thor represents Jesus Christ. Thor wields a hammer. He has a hammer that does what? Thunder, lightning, storm. The god of this world is the god of thunder. Lightning is the Thor. He's the protector of mankind. So this is Germanic mythology. This is paganism that has been passed on thanks to our buddy Constantine, who married true Christianity and paganism, and he established what we now call thunder, which is Thor, which is Jupiter, which is Zeus, which is Zeus, which is the watered-down Zeus that they gave us. This is the true essence of Odin, which is Saturn, which is Saturnalia, which is Baal, that's why we have the Baal, B-E-L or B-A-A-L. Thor is the star. He's the sun god. He's worshipped in Egypt as Molech or Ramphah. Remember that lady that conjures up Ramphah? That's the thunder god. Remember the cartoon Thundercats? What are they trying to tell you? This is the thunderbolt of God. Thunderbolts, but what does it represent? Plasma. Why plasma? Plasma physics. Look at plasma. Plasma looks exactly like a thunderbolt. When we look at the electrical nature of our universe, we're talking about a plasma discharge. This is what Nikola Tesla knew. This is called metamorphosis, which is called shape-shifting. This is the Aramaic or the Arcanic god of electromagnetism. Electromagnetism, what do we live in? We live in a world that's controlled by what? Electricity and magnetism. Elec represents L. Magnetism represents magic. In the movie Witch Hunter, that guy did not understand magic. Now, according to all of the ancient texts, the G-L-E-M, the Golem and the Goyim, they came to life through electricity and magnetism, not spiritualism. Their body became animated using electricity and magnetism. Just like all of the movies like Frankenstein and vampires, they come to life using the thunderbolt. Thunderbolts of God. This is called the domain of the gods. They call it Eves. They call it sprites. Why do we remember the movie or the commercial when Drake, the rapper, he couldn't rap. He drinks a can of Sprite. It's an old commercial. After he drinks the can of Sprite, Drake, which is code for Draco, which is code for dragon, Drake, the rapper, Drake from Canada, 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 whole nother study for another time. Drake, the rapper, drinks a can of Sprite. Go to dictionary.com, type in the word Sprite. Triple dare you to type it in. Go down to the bottom of the page. Look at the word origin of the word Sprite. What does it mean, brothers? What does it mean? So you drink this Sprite, this imp, this little D, this little G, and it, what does it do to the body? It animates the principle of the body. This is called shape-shifting. This is the electro magic. So plasma is the fifth dimension. It's the fifth element. Earth, wind, and fire. We got four elements, but they need the fifth element. That's the one that's missing, plasma. This is plasma physics. I did the series already on plasmonics and photonics. So what are you saying, Brother Will? Now remember, plasma has the ability to reshape our universe because it manipulates the Earth's ionosphere. So we are plasma beings. Now, the sprites use lightning. It is a discharge of electricity. The word electricity has the word elect and the word city in it. So God's elect are being manipulated by electricity to go in, elect certain cells, and manipulate them. This is called biohacking. This is what the dominant culture, is doing. This is inside the movie Thor, The Dark World. Notice that they went into the dark world. Now, we got to go way deeper than that because now we got to understand. So in the movie Thor, they go and they battle across seven worlds. They have an impact on different realities. And Thor comes back through the nine realms. This is called the ability to manipulate different dimensions. So Thor, who represents Jupiter, who represents Zeus, who represents Saturn, who represents Odin, all of this, my brothers and sisters, inside of the movie. So Thor's hammer is a symbol of the old order. The old order, which now they call the new order. Thor's hammer. When you go to court, they have a gravel, and they hit it's a hammer. The judge hits that hammer. The hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. It's reference to Jesus. He says that on this rock I will build my church, where Thor's hammer takes and it breaks the true message of your eternal destiny in the pieces using Thor's hammer. This is called the Death Society. This is part of the International Brotherhood of Death, spelled D-A-A-T-H. This is all of the Nordic. This is all Freemasons. This is all of the Goyim or the Jews. This is all Saturnalia. This is all Nazi paganism. This is called the New Order of the Gods. This is the German Nazi eagle. This is sun worship. This is Satan worship. This is giant worship. This is the race of the giants. This is the race of the Nephilim. This is the race of the Goyim. This is the race of the Rampha, the race of giants that was established on this earth. That's what the Kingdom Mean as Training Center. It had nothing to do with money. It has to do with you aligning with your true God-given design. Money is just a symbol, a deeper substance. There is a battle going on that the Bible talks about. It's inside of every movie that I watch. Every movie, this is all I see. That's why I have difficulty going to movies and seeing. When I saw the Black Panther, that's what I saw. Goyims and Golem. There is a battle going place. between the God of light and the God of solar light. His name is Marduk. This is an electromagnetic force that is manipulating, because remember, they can't create. Now, inside of the ancient text Gilgamesh, it breaks and it talks all this, and it breaks all of this down inside of that. It talks about the battle between the gods and the giants, or Ragnarok, that it talks about in the movie Thor. Okay, Brother Will, that's all great, man, but what does it have to do? Well, there's a gatekeeper that is between the worlds. Remember inside of the movie Thor, what his name? His name was Heimdall, H-E-I-M-Dahl. Well, it's actually spelled H-E-I-M-D-A-L-R in the ancient text. So as God, everything that's in the movie Thor is actually based upon truth. So this guy was the keeper of worlds. This was the guy that, this was a god that possessed a horn that illuminated the world. So Heimdall, or Heimdall, is the gatekeeper of the nine realms, just like in the movie Thor. So, okay, Brother Will, what is all this? Well, all of this represents nanotechnology. Thor is a movie about the scientific understanding of your DNA. It is the movie that is called Beyond Our Sight, meaning 2020. You can't see. So God, the big G, says, you know what? I'm not going to leave the destiny of mankind up to mankind. In the year 2020, 2020 represents clairvoyance. Please write it down. Remember I told you first. Watch what happens. Well, I'm already there. I just got here a little earlier. It's the year. This is 2018. 2019, we got one more year. 2020, this world is a bridge. That's why it's called the Passover. The word Hebrew means he that passes over. I recommend you pass over. Time is up, brother. 2020 is here. This is the year of separation of the that exists inside of the mind. You must control your thoughts or your consciousness. You don't let your thoughts be controlled by something or someone else. Whoever controls your time controls your mind. This is the day, my brothers and sisters, that you must choose ye this day whom ye will serve, because we are in the golden age. Well, God is pouring out his word upon all flesh. So do not allow yourself to be separated by engaging in, number one, cares of this world. Number two, lust of the flesh. Number three, pride of life. You better drop them three, and you better pick up, number one, the kingdom mindset. Number two, the kingdom language. Number three, the kingdom lifestyle. Do not allow the world to create separation through politics, through media, through entertainment, through religion, or through education. Remember I told you it first. This is October the 1st. Remember I told you it first. October the 1st, 2018, the year 2020, is the year when visions and dreams are going to be fulfilled. So you can cross over. The word Hebrew means he that crosses over. John 18:36, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then would my servants fight. I don't fight for this worldly stuff. I fight for the king. Because I'm a member of the kingdom, so are you. Don't allow this worldly politics, number one. Media, number two. Entertainment, number three. You can put those sports in there with entertainment. Religion, number four. Education, number five. Why? Five things to control each dimension that it talks about in Hebrews 4:12. Because the word of God is alive, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. Has the ability to divide spirit, one, soul, two. Spirit, soul, joint, and matter, that's physical, three. And it is the son of the thoughts, four. And the intent, five, of the heart. It's the intentions of the heart. This is the final battle. The final battle is being waged for control of your heart. Why? The body is just a container. Our bodies of light and knowing. That's where the battle is being waged, because we are all one. We are built and made of the exact same ingredients of the universe. We all have protons, neutrons, electrons. We're made of carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. The only difference between us and the universe is one molecule, carbon. But Yahushua came to transmute carbon, to turn carbon into gold. In the movie The Witch Hunter, there is a line that he says in the movie. Clay cannot be turned into gold without magic. I'm here to tell you clay can only be turned into gold with God's mentality, not with worldly magic. Look at the word metamorphosis at your convenience, of course. If you look at the word metamorphosis, if you go to dictionary.com, now remember in the Greek, in the Bible it's metamorpho. In English it's metamorphosis. How does a caterpillar turn into a butterfly? How does a golem, how does the golem turn into spirit? This is why Yahushua is so important. Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? It is counted unto man once to die, not dye. Brothers and sisters, it is my prayer that you understand that biohacking has been around for a long, long, long time. They are using biology to strip you of your God-given mentality. Be you transformed, metamorpho, by the renewing of your mind. So if we look at the word, again, metamorphosis, and again, I recommend that everybody look it up for themselves, so that way you can understand the depth of the statement that I'm getting ready to make. Something is taking place that is not designed to take place. It means a profound change. It means a complete change of form and structure and substance. It means a transformation by magic or witchcraft. Don't believe me? Go to dictionary.com, type in the word metamorphosis. O-S-I-S. Type it in. A complete metamorphosis. That's what you're going through on this dimension. Changing spirit into clay. The big G said, I don't think so. He's changing clay into spirit. To cross over. Hebrew. Hebo in the relative. H-E-E-B-O-O. Hebo. That's where the word Hebrew comes from. He that crosses over. So what I teach is how to cross over. Using and understanding the biblical narrative. Meaning to change, a change of form or shape, not using Morpheus. If you go down to the bottom of the page on dictionary.com where it says word origin and history for metamorphosis, you're going to see this definition, change of form or shape, especially by witchcraft. Triple daddy to look it up. Okay, Brother Will, you've clearly painted us the problem. So what's the solution, my brother? Well, I'm so glad you asked. There is a biological manipulation of the consciousness of God. Now, remember, the word universe means one or oneness of many things or a limitless of things. In other words, it means universal. So we serve a universal God. What do you mean? God is consciousness in which there are no variance, no shade, or no change, according to James 3, I think it is. In him there is no variance. There is no change. So the creator of all, the big G, not the little one, takes this illusion of matter and he turns the illusion back into consciousness of himself or itself. Through matter, we are all consciousness that eventually becomes and returns back to consciousness of what? Ourselves. That's why no se desim, know thyself. So the word clairvoyance, again, means clear. Voyance means vision, clear vision. So clairvoyance means clear vision of what? The ability to gain information about an object, about a person, about a location, about a physical event through means other than your five senses. Now, I save the best for last because this is where a lot of people got to kind of get a little conned, swindled, fused, joining together with the wrong entity. Quantum confusion is quantum entanglement. Quantum means quanta. Quanta means a package. There's a package, but they want you to get entangled with confusion, quantum entanglement. So we got to make sure that your quanta is contained or not entangled with the wrong thing. Okay, well, Brother Will, what does that mean in English? Okay, let's go to John chapter 1, verse 5. John chapter 1, verse 50. I'm sorry, John 1, 50, I think. Let me see. John 1, 50. So in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 50, Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. Now, let me make sure you understand. So what Yahushua is saying in this particular scripture is, in the next series, I'm going to be breaking down geomagnetic or geomagnetic disturbances. We may call it like a volcano erupting. So we're going to break down geomancy, geometry, and geology through understanding geomagnetic disturbances on this dimension. So the ability to activate dormant powers that lie within you, and they are waiting to be activated by you. So to do this, you need a complete change in the way that you think. So basically what I'm saying is that you have to undergo your own personal paradigm shift. How is this personal paradigm shift taking place? Well, the big G already knows that they have programmed you to die. And they did this through microorganisms that are designed to change your life forms, things like our diet, things like the air, things like fluoride. Everything on earth is designed to kill you. So you're a dead man walking, unless you can understand clairvoyance, which means, again, to see clearly 20/20 vision, so that way you can gain the necessary information about any object, about any person, about any location without using your five senses. The ability to know what you right now don't know. There is what they call electrostatic fields. These electrostatic fields is what, again, I call your aura or your chi or your prana. So what Jesus was saying is that you have the ability to see under the fig tree if you believe that you, and you will be able to see even greater things than what's underneath the fig tree. John 1:50. Okay, well, Brother Will, break it down a little bit further for me, brother. Sure. Let's go to John chapter 5, verse 20. So John chapter 5, verse 20 says, for the Father loves the Son, and he shows him all things that himself has done, and he will show him greater works than these that he may marvel. So the Father wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. How is he going to do this? Well, there are solar storms, and they are increasing what they call the CMEs, which is gamma radiation that contains neutrinos. These neutrinos, scientists says they don't know how or why, but they contains what I would call blessings in disguise. Why? Inside of the solar flares, it activates the dormant powers that lie inside of the DNA. Now, this is all scientifically proven, by the way. This is called the electrostatic fields. And it is changing what is called the morphogenetic organism. There is a change inside of the DNA that is taking place through the electrostatic fields or the neutrinos that are changing the neurons and the neutrons inside of the body. Now, this just recently started happening, and scientists are dumbfounded. They're trying to figure it out. Now, again, I've already talked about this before. I've already did the series. I like it the way it says in Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17 says, I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it. God has given you a new name that's going to be known only to you. God is sending it to you. That's why I'm Matthew teacher 33. I'm Bethesiah. God gave me that. When the neutrinos hit my skin and it was changed into a neuron, photons are being sent. Now, again, this is all biologically, scientifically proven. Scientists know that the rays of the sun not only contain heat, but they can contain information. And when it hits our skin, it is turned into our melanocytes. That's why there's this war going on with race, because they're saying, okay, only black people got melanin. But everybody got melanocytes. Now, Caucasians' melanocytes are being turned on. Science can't figure out why. That's why there's a blending of the races taking place. Now, I wonder, because remember, I wrestled with this because I said, Father, why did I marry outside of my race? I was programmed to. I wasn't exposed to that. I didn't see that growing up. So why me? It's in my DNA. It was lying dormant. The son activated when the father decided to activate it. Because your eyes saw my unformed body. All my days were written in your book, and they were ordained for me before one of them came to be. Oh, man. Let me calm down. I'm getting excited. J Money, I'm getting excited, brother. Let me make sure y'all understand. See, I thought I was doing my will. I thought I was doing Willie's thing. Then I read Psalms 139, verse 16. Your eyes saw my unformed body. The big G looked down and he saw what the little G was doing. And the big G says, you can't hide nothing from me, little G. I'm the big G. I think you bump your head. So the big G told the little G, I see what you're doing. Psalms 139 verse 15 says, you tried to hide something from me. You're trying to create something. Now, we were all manipulations of the little G. So the big G says, my eyes saw the unformed body, Golem and Goyim. So what the Jews are saying is true. However, the big G knew that. That's what we call Gentiles. That's why he grafted us in. So all of the New Testament is about the Goyim and the Golem. That's you. Well, unless you're an Orthodox Jew. Unless you, you could have. I mean, you never know. But, not so much. Now, I used to beat myself up because I didn't have magic in my blood. Until the big G says, I got you covered. Psalms 139, verse 16 says, your eyes saw my unformed body. All my days were written in your book. See, my book is my DNA. But guess what? The big G got his DNA. And the big G downloaded his DNA into my DNA. That's why your DNA sends a message to your RNA. Where that message coming from? The sun. The path of the spiritual sun. It rechanges and it restructures your DNA. There's a metamorphosis going on right now inside of your body, brothers and sisters. It will blow your mind if you can understand. That's why I'm so excited, because I'm clairvoyant. So are you. So the Father sent me to tell you that your mental health, Yeah, there's a biomedical model. Now, remember, they got the MOD, but the big G got something better. He got the G-O-D. He got the, again, he's the grantor of destinies. There's a genetic order to your design, G-O-D. They got M-O-D. They try to manipulate the order of your design. But God, again, he is the grantor of your design. So there is a dimensional life. This is what is called the neuroscientific mechanisms of this evolutionary recovery model. Now, all of this is for the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, where I'm going to be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying, and breaking down to you how to activate your DNA. See, our DNA is like a genie in a bottle, except they are genes inside the body. So the genie in the bottle is a story of the genes inside the body. So the genes trying to manipulate your genes, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be. So the J-I-N-Ns are trying to manipulate the G-E-N-Es. And they are using CRISPR-9. This is the biocosmic war. There's a biological cosmic energy war. That's what it's talking about in Ephesians chapter 6. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Your DNA is connected to the unified field of the universe, not the United States of America. Now, you can pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States, the United Ruling Dispositions of the America, the KKK, if you want to. I don't recommend you do that, boo-boo. Now, you can. You can pledge allegiance to the flag of the United Dispositions of America. Or you can do what I did. Now, we also in the song because we were raised in L, meant, E-L, little God, M-E-T, mental. That is a marked change in your character, your condition, and your function. When you do that, you create a marked change in your character, your condition, and your function. Character, condition, function. Character changes condition. Condition changes function. Cool. And I asked the big G, okay, why am I a bad guy? I don't want to be a bad guy. There's a dramatic change in my form and in my habits during the development of my life. How did that happen? Metamorphosis. How was it done? Witchcraft. What is witchcraft? Grammar. What is grammar? Grammatus. What is grammatus? Runes. What is runes? What is runes? It is Nordic. What is Nordic? Scandinavian. What is Scandinavian? The Vikings. What is the Vikings? Caucasus. What is Caucasus? Caucasian, Cajun. But it's, again, it's deeper than what we think, because the enemy wants you to think it's race. It's not race. It's Lucas, as I talked about before. That's what Loki represents in the movies. He's a god. He's a trickster. He uses switchery, which is witchcraft, which is grammar, which is grammaria, which is grammatus, which is language, which is transfiguration. The ability to change. But the Father says something, my eyes have seen what is going on. And I have already preordained in my book. Please read Psalms 139, verse 16. Please, if you don't do nothing today, I'm asking you, since you are my friend, and if you are my friend, I'm asking you to please read Psalms 139, verse 16, just one verse. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All my days were written in your book and ordained for me before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is their sum. See, God saw you before you was born. Every day of your life was recorded in his book. And then he passed that down and put it in your DNA. Every moment was laid out before a single day was established. Everything that happens in your life my brothers and my sisters, contrary to popular belief, God already knew it before the beginning of time. He already ordained it. Because everything that you're going through is because God already knew. And he has established everything. That is why you can never look at an event as bad, because then you are blaspheming the Holy Spirit. You must acknowledge through recognition. I talked about this inside of the conference or the seminar that I did yesterday, day before yesterday. What is happening is our failure to recognize and to appreciate. So now, since you feel bad, you telling God he's bad. So you bring about what you think about. Remember when we started today's message? Let me bring today's message to a close. And we talked about the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gave us victory. So we already got the victory. So if you walk around as a victim, you're disrespecting God. You're not using the language of God. He don't recognize you. God only recognizes God. God only recognizes his language. If you come speaking Luciferian to the big G, he's going to spit you out of his mouth. It's better to be hot or cold than to be lukewarm. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Either the glass is half full or it's half empty. The glass is always half full. That is why I do not have the luxury of a negative thought. I don't hang out with negative people. I don't do crazy. I don't do drama. This is not Love and Hip Hop. I don't do that. I don't do cray-cray. I don't have time. You are programmed to die. And unless you get with somebody like me and reprogram yourself for life based upon the true word of God, Jesus came, Yahushua came, that you may have life and life more abundantly. That's why I got the life management system to show you how to live your life according to your God-given design. So that way you can shine, and you can get away from the golem and the goyim, which means shapeless mass and unfinished substance. The Jews know that you are unfinished. That's why you're here, to finish the process of returning back to source, you. So when they call you goyim and golem, you shouldn't get mad. Because according to the Jewish Talmud, Adam was a golem. He was a goyim. And then the father said, I'm going to fix him up. And he took clay, and he infused it with light. That's you. Now there's a new being that's after the order of the melanated chi. So, again, your chi, your melanin is being animated. The melanin, again, is what we call color. So now there is a new being, spiritual beings that are being established after the order of Melchizedek. And the little g doesn't want you to grow. And he surely doesn't want you to know. That is what is called bioinformatics, biohacking, biology. Brothers and sisters, the word biology. That's why I love biology. I love biology. Because I know right now biology is manipulating your theology, your spirituality. Biology is just simply the science of living things. But go down to the bottom of the page in the word bio and the word ology. Now, if you look at the word biology, you will see this. Greek bios, B-I-O-S, means life. B-I-O, life. It is the study of the structure of life. Bios, B-I-O-S, but L-O-G-Y. That is the process. L-O-G-Y. Now, remember, bios means life. But what does L-O-G-Y mean? This life, this process, this course of living, the way that you live your life, brothers and sisters, come from the Greek word logos. So L-O-G-Y means L-O-G-O-S, logos. It means speaking didactic discourse. Why I speak didactically, brothers? It means the character that is deported, one who speaks or treats. It means lecture. It means important to Logos through lecture. Why I do so many shows? Why I got so many books? I understand faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Y-H-E-O-R, Y-H-E-A-R, because it has the word E-A-R in it. H-E-A-R has the word E-A-R. And if you have H-E-A-R, and if you add T-H, you get basically your heart. It's got to move the letters around. And if you have your heart, you have the earth, E-A-R-T-H. If you had to, if you add a thought in your ear, you establish your earth. If you establish the earth, you establish your heart. God always appeals to the heart. That is biology. It's not the manipulation of the gene structures that they are doing. That's trying to enter into the sheepfold through the back door. It's the ability to hear the Logos, the true word of God, because in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. That Word became flesh, and now it's walking around on this earth. If you can understand that Logos, or Logi, or Loki, in the movie Thor, Loki is playing a game. You know that Loki always tricked Thor all through the movie. He's a trickster. He's always playing games. You've been tricked, brother. How? Witchcraft. The manipulation of words. But I'm here to put the order straight by the mandate of the Most High to establish the kingdom of God on earth. If you want to join me, email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, this your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. Because he will never, ever, ever manipulate, that's Loki, he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah,
I know.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levy run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your river run. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than the border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuck in the placement, cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness.
I'm done. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was